Praise God. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home. Amen. So it's okay to leave home, your home, and come and join us and assemble ourselves together. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a todos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. So we want to welcome all of you that are listening to us right now. And anyway, prepare yourselves to receive what God has for you. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for being with us, Lord. Thank you for preparing us to receive what you have for us right now, Father God, in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. So allow the word to come and bless you. We're going to be talking about giving yourself totally to him, completely, not just part of you, but completely. Todo, everything, all of you. Amen. So, whoo, hallelujah. The Lord's not finished with you. He's got great things for you. You know, you need to say that yourself on a daily basis. God's not finished with me. He's got great things for me. You know how easy it is? We talk about this all the time. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we go and confess the negative instead of confessing the positive. You know, we just went through some challenges. And if you speak the challenge, if you speak the negative, you'll have it. And it won't go away. But you got to confess the positive and confess and magnify him so that could go away. He said, no, you're not going to stay here. The more you confess it, the more roots it'll take. And it's going to be harder to get it out. You know, Legion says, there's 2,000 of us in here. And there was one man. And there was 2,000 in there. So just think of all the negative things you confess. They said, nope, just give yourself a spiritual bath every day. As often as you can. The Bible says renew your mind as often as possible. You know, not just once in a while when you think about it or once a year, but daily, as often as needed. Amen. Yours might be more than me or mine might be more than you, but renew your mind to the Word of God. If not, this negative world, this negative media is always bombarding you with negative things. And they tell you about all the things. Everybody is dying of COVID, but they don't tell you all the good things. Amen. They don't tell you all the good things. They don't want you to hear good things. Amen. They just want you to stay on the down and out. So we're going to be talking about giving yourself totally to him. And anyway, I said he's got great plans for you. Amen. None of them include defeat. But here's the thing. You got to make yourself available. Make yourself available and be totally surrendered to him. Amen. Bible says that you can do all things through him. Amen. All things through him. When you're fully, totally surrendered to him, you can step out in faith. Amen. Because when you fill yourself with him and when you fill yourself with the word of God, faith rises and fear has to go. Amen. So, hallelujah. Praise God. I got a little nugget here I want to read to you before we get going. And thank you, praise team. I enjoyed all the songs. That was great. The last one was I Surrender All. Everybody knows this song, I Surrender All, but we have to do it daily. Amen? So praise God. Let me read you this nugget that I have here for you. Give yourself totally to him. Give yourself fully to the adventure of today. Walk boldly along the path of life, relying on your ever-present companion. You have every reason to be confident because, says my, and that's capital, he's with you. He said he never leaves you nor forsake you. He says, my presence accompany you all the days of your life and onward into eternity. Do not give in to fear or worry. Those robbers of abundant living are robbers of abundant living. Amen. He said he come that you might have life and more abundantly. Just trust me enough to face problems as they come rather than trying to anticipate. Fix your eyes on me, the author and perfecter of your faith, and many difficulties on the road ahead will vanish before you reach them. Whenever you start to feel afraid, remember that I am holding your right hand. Nothing can separate you from my presence. Nothing except yourself, you know. He wants to be with you. So you be with him and fill yourself before you go out into the world every day. Spend time with Him. Fill yourself with Him before you go into the world. There's giants waiting for you. I guarantee you. I don't care who you are. There's giants waiting for you. And if you don't have God with you and He's not walking with you, they're going to eat you up. Amen. Easy. I'm talking about easy. You know, we say this all the time. We fight a spiritual battle. And if you're not in the Word of God, you're easy lunch. And you're a target. And He's going to have you all the time. Amen. So we got to spend time with Him and get His Word in us so that we can speak and out of our innermost being speak the blessings of God, the Word of God. Amen. So fill yourself with the Word and not with fears. Amen. Man, somebody needed that. I needed it. If you didn't, I'll take it. Praise God. So here we go. Give yourself totally. Well, no, let's grab our Bibles first. I'm getting it. I'm excited. I just want to go. I'm on go. That's 2/3 of God's name, G-O, God. Grab your Bibles. Grab your sword. Amen. Let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. Amen. Oh, excuse me. Where'd I go? I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. I told you I was on go. I was going. I was gone. So, praise God. Make the declaration. You know, you can make the declaration on a daily basis. Amen. So, praise God. Let me open it up with this. It says, give yourself totally to Him. Surrender fully. Or completely to Jesus daily. Let go and let God. You know, we say it and it sounds so easy, but some of us don't want to get off the throne. Some of us don't want to give up the control. Amen. We want to hold on. Why? Because you're not trusting Him. If you're not trusting Him, you're already defeated. Amen. So here's no more excuses. Do it now, today. Amen. Somebody needed that. here we go. Give yourself totally to Jesus. Amen. Keep going. I surrender all. And I'm just going to, you know it, but I'm just going to share some of it with you. It says, all to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. Have your way with me, Lord. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. Amen. All to Jesus I surrender humbly at His feet. I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, and take me now. Amen. This is great. We can, you know, He wants to bless you. And don't stop Him from doing this. You know, we walk away from Him. Let's not do that. Let's continue to stay with Him. You know, the world and things and peoples and all kinds of things come to distract you. So we got to lay those things aside. Amen. And surrender all to Him. Keep going. There we go. Let go and let God. Let Him take you over your life. Let Him take over your life and run it. He knows how. Amen. You don't know how? He knows how. But you got to let go of control. Let go and let Him. Amen. Let Him take control. Praise God. And Matthew 16, keep going, Carmen. Here we go. Matthew 16, 24 and 25. I've got a couple of versions I want to read to you. You know, sometimes it's okay to go and check a couple of versions to find out what it says. And this one says, Jesus told His disciples, if anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for My sake will find it. And that's Matthew. You can write that down. Matthew 16, 24 and 25. Amen. The easy to read version, I'll read it to you this way. It says, then Jesus said to His followers, if any of you want to be My followers, you must stop thinking about yourself. Mm-hmm. And what you want. You must be willing to carry the cross or this call or this mission that I'm giving you, that is given to you for following Me. If any of you would try to save the life you have, will lose it. Yeah. But you who give up your lives for Me will truly find it. Amen. And I want to read it to you from the Amplified. And this is our text. Discipleship is discipleship. Discipleship is costly. Matthew 16, 24 and 25, Amplified. And then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself. He must deny himself. Set aside selfish interest. Take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example of living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. For whoever wishes to save his life in this world will eventually lose it through death. But whoever loses his life in this world for my sake will find it. That is life with me for all eternity. Amen. So, you know, sometimes you read a couple of different translations to get just into right what he's saying. Jesus uses these terms, these two words, any man, anyone, or any of you. Yeah. One of them is you. One of them is me. But we have to receive it. Amen. We got to accept it. Put aside all eligibility, which is called for us. We're called, we're qualified, chosen, fitted, suited, and selected on us personally. Amen. So, you know, instead of disqualifying yourself and seeing bad things about yourself, know how important it is that God called you. I'm here because God set me here. I'm here because God chose me. He anointed me. He qualified me. He fitted me, suited me, and selected me for this mission. Amen. Remember, we have one body and many parts, and this body functions well with all these parts, and all these parts work in unity. And we must, as the body of Christ, we must do the same thing. We must work together in unity. And I don't have to copy what you do. I don't have to do what you do. I'll just do what God has called me to do. Amen. When you try to do something else that is not for you, you're going to be confused and you're going to be lost and you're going to just give up. Let's not do that. That's why we stay in tune. Lord, I'm going to do what you've called me to do and do it the way I'm supposed to and do it right. Amen. Praise God. You know, when you're totally surrendered to him, you're not jealous of what brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so is doing and getting all the attention, and you just being over there doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know, praise God. You know, Mary and Martha, Mary's doing the right thing. Martha's super busy doing all kinds of things. And people, the world sees, man, you know, I want somebody like that doing everything. Well, she's all stressed out, came to Jesus and says, hey, you know, tell her to go to work. We got some work to do. Jesus says, you know what he says? He says, cast all cares on me because I care for you. You know, don't try to please the world. Please me. Please God. Amen. Come on now. Whew, somebody needed that. The disciples would follow Jesus. Each had to take their own decision. They had to make their own decision. We must do the same thing. We must do the same thing. The 12 apostles each had to throw down their nets, leave the tax tables and their worldly office or work, place, or profession at their own accord. Jesus will not force you. Jesus will not force you or I to do anything. He has given us a free will. Amen. But you know, when he blessed the fishermen, you know, by catching all them fish, you know, they came and they bowed. He came and he bowed down to him. He says, Lord, leave me. He said, I'm a sinful man. No, you know, he says, today, you know, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And you know what? They set down their profession. They set down what they did and they followed Jesus. You know, whatever you've been doing, you know, just give it all to Jesus and follow him. He knows how to take care of you. Amen. We've already messed it up. Can't mess it up anymore. Amen. And we give up. And some of us do the worst thing. We just quit. You know, he don't want us to do that. Don't quit on him. You know, nobody's had it as hard as Jesus did. He knew his mission when he came. But you know, he asked the Father to give him strength to continue to do what he had to do. It wasn't easy. And none of us have it as hard as he did. And we need his strength, and we need him on a daily basis to fulfill what he's called us to do. Revelation 3 and 20 says this, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." The Lord has equipped us for every work that he's given us. So we are gifted. We have the gifts and the talents that he's given us. Amen. All of us. And we're gifted different. So we're not to copy one another. Just be the original he made you to be. And we don't have to copy anybody else. Amen. When you're the original and you be yourself, you're going to succeed and you're going to be feeling good about yourself. Lord, I'm doing this unto you, not unto man. And I'm not trying to impress man. I'm trying to please you. Amen. Keep going. Let me see what we got here. It says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will do what? He's going to flee from you. James 4 and 7. Now go to the next one. That's King James. Here, I put it. I wrote it in different translations here. Of course, we already read James 4 and 7. Says, submit. In other words, surrender. Give yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So I'm going to submit, meaning I'm going to surrender myself, and I'm going to give myself totally to you. And I'm going to resist the devil, and he's going to flee from me. But you have to resist him, because he's not going to, he don't know, he's so dumb, he don't know, he's just going to keep coming and coming and coming. So don't give in, just resist him in Jesus' name, you know. But we are to surrender and give. The Amplified says this, so submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. We got to stand firm. Okay? Some of us don't stand firm enough, and we give in. But we're not to. We're to stand firm. Say, wait a minute. Like David, you know, he saw his giant, and he stood his ground, and he says, you know what? The God that helped me, that saved me from the lion and the bear, he says, the same God that's going to help me bring you down. And he stood his ground because he knew who's backing him. And we need to do this on a daily basis. Man, you're facing some things. But guess what? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And you're coming down. There's nothing bigger than my God, you know. But we're always magnifying the problem instead of magnifying our God. We see it this way. We got to think and reprioritize things so that we see the priority. He's our priority. Seek him first. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm preaching Ben Amen in me now. Romans 12 and 4, an easy to read version says, for as in one body we have many members, and the members do not have the same function. Don't copy. Be who God equipped you to be. I don't have to copy anybody. Do it this way. Do it this way. You know, hey, you got to do what so-and-so does, you know. No, I want to do what God asked me to do, because I'm not going to spend my whole career, my whole lifetime doing something for somebody that wants me to do what something different than God called me to do. I'm going to do what God called me to do. And you know, if you're not pleased with that, it's too bad. My God is pleased. He may give us a voice. You know, I'm always talking about this, but some of you sing so beautiful, you know. And every time I try to join come and ask to be in the praise team, they said, well, we're not accepting. We're full. We're not accepting anybody right now. But, you know, you can back us up way in the back, you know. I say, I'm outside the building. Say, well, that's good. Stay there. But he's equipped some, anointed some to sing beautifully. So we shouldn't envy that. We shouldn't be jealous. I say, Lord, just bless them, you know. Praise God. You know, somebody could sing, they're so anointed to sing that people receive and people are healed and people are touched, you know, and released from whatever problems they have. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for using all of us. He wants to use his whole body. All of us, not just some of us. You know, this whole body uses all parts. Whew. He may give you the ability to preach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's still working on me. But we will never fulfill this calling until we decide to accept the call. Yeah. You have to accept the call. You know, some of you are listening. how many people I've talked to that said, you know, I know God called me to preach, and I never fulfilled. I never did what He's called me to do. I know what God called me to do, but I never have stepped into what God called me to do. And they know, and they're speaking it, and they're saying it. But one day you're going to have to stand before God and find out and tell Him why you haven't stepped into what He's called you to do. You don't have to explain it to me. I pray for you. But spend time with Him, and He'll tell you what you're equipped and called to do. Amen. But don't take a whole lifetime to find out or do or not even do anything. You never use what I've called you to do. You never use everything I gave you. We need to decide and accept the call. Till we take up the cross, I surrender all. Give myself totally. Submit, commit to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. We can truly say to Jesus, I surrender all. I give myself totally to You. You can do that on a daily basis. It's you and God, just you and Him, you know. Before you step into the world, spend time with Him before you go anywhere. Amen. I need You, Lord. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. How often we sing the song, all to Jesus I surrender, giving ourselves completely to Him and trusting Him, but the words we sing don't always reflect the true condition of our heart. After all, those are just words. Let's not be pretenders. But remember Proverbs 18:21. We should know this one real well. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, or death and life are in the spoken words. So what you've been speaking, if you've been speaking negative things, you're going to reap negative things. That's your fruit. That's your garden. Well, I gave it to somebody else. No, you didn't give it to nobody else. You planted it in your garden because it's going to grow in you. It's going to grow in your life. Amen. And you're going to see it grow. Say, wow, what is it? Why is this happening to me? Because you've been sowing seed. That's what words are. The seeds that you've been sowing. Are they negative or are they positive? You choose. You choose. Nobody can choose them for you. You choose them. And you know, I come from a family of cussing champs, and, you know, and I know them all. But I won't speak them. And I won't say them. I guard my words. Okay, I put a guard, and it won't come out. Let's just stop there. We can do all things through Christ. I can't do it, you know. Yes, we can. That's not what the Word of God, you're not confessing the Word, because the Word of God says you can do all things through Christ. Amen. So let's remember this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, the words you speak. As believers, we're to surrender and give it all, give yourselves totally to Jesus. Surrender, to give up possession, to give up power, to submit, to yield. Yield to Him. Yield to Jesus. Resign yourself. Step down. Dethrone yourself and throne Him and put Him first in your life. Matthew 6:33. We're going to have some scriptures here in a few minutes. Matthew 6:33. Amen. Seek Him first. Not just once in a while, but all the time. Amen. Keep your priorities in order always. Amen. Surrender totally to Jesus is to let go and let God have His way in your life. It's difficult for people to understand true surrender. The more difficult to persuade one that is for their own good. It's easier to speak of letting God have His way than to let it happen. It's easy to say let go and let God. Yeah, but you don't know. If I'm not in control, things ain't going to happen. Yeah, they're still going to happen, and more is going to pile up on you. be a hearer and doer of the word. We hear this all the time. James 1:22 says what? But be hearers and doers of the word, and not be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. The New Living Translation says, but don't just listen to the God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. You know, just confessing a word and not being obedient to it, being hearers and doers, it ain't doing anything. Well, I can hear it all the time, but I'm not complying to it. I'm not doing what it says. Come on. Amen or oh me. What surrender really means, surrender now means that victory could be yours right now. Victory in your life. Are you willing to let go and let God have it all? Total surrender, total giving, total commitment, completely. Amen. When you see your enemy will come, people will come, and they tell you that you're no good, that you can't do it. It's impossible. Nobody can do it. That's not what the Word of God says. They're telling you that you cannot do it, that you can fail. Remember your past. We're going to be talking about that because he's always bringing the past. He's the accuser of the brethren. So you got to be careful because the battlefield is the mind. And you're thinking these things all the time. Say, wait a minute. I surrendered that. I gave it to God. So if you want to know about this, you go talk to him. I'm not receiving it. You go somewhere else. Get lost. Surrender means yield completely involves three areas of your life. Your past, your present, and your future. This is all of us. Surrender your past. We just read that. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you want to be my followers, you must give up your own ways. Take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father and will judge all people according to their deeds. Amen. Come on. Hidden home somewhere. Give your lives to God. Romans 12:1-2 says, so I beg you. This is a easy to read version so we can really, really let it in. So I beg you, brothers and sisters, because of the great mercy of God has shown us, offer your lives as a living sacrifice to him. An offering that is only for God and pleasing to him. Consider what he has done. It is only right that you stop worshiping him in this way. Don't change yourselves to be like people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way of thinking, renewing your mind. Then you will be able to understand and accept what God wants you to do or know, what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect. Amen. So he wants us to know that we must renew our mind on a daily basis because the world's going to bring you down. The enemy comes to steal, kill, destroy, and he's going to pollute your mind if you let it. Okay? No, I'm not going there anymore. I'm renewing my mind to the things of God. And, you know, if you got to do it many times a day, so be it. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not going there anymore. Yeah. Amen? That's your past. We're talking about your past. Philippians 4, in all these scriptures we know, Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Again, easy to read version. I don't mean that I'm exactly what God wants me to be. I have not yet reached that goal. But I'm continuing trying to reach it and make it mine. That's what Christ Jesus wants me to do. It is the reason he made me his brothers and sisters. I know that I still have a long ways to go. But there's one thing I do. I forget what's in the past, and I try as hard as I can to reach the goal before me. I'm running hard towards the finish line to get the prize that is mine because God has called me through Christ Jesus to live up there in heaven. So if you don't know you've been called to heaven, you need to get in the Word and read it, or you need to get saved. Because if you get saved and you read the Word, you know that God is for you, and he's died for you. For you to have eternity with him. If you don't know that, then you need to get in the Word. It's called relationship. When you get in the Word and know what the Word of God has called you to do, you're going to know that he is for you and not against you. Amen. And we need totally to surrender. Another awesome scripture that we have. Here we go. Well, I'll read it in a minute. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. path. He knows the road to go. He's your best GPS. And he's going to direct you just right. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's another good scripture I want to read to you. Matthew 6, 33 and 34. By having your priorities in order. King James 33 says, but seek what? Ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34 says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow or the morrow, for tomorrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And here's the Amplified. It says, but first and most importantly, strive at his kingdom and his righteousness, his ways of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Why are you worrying about tomorrow or your past? Today has got enough for itself. Lord, I just need to get by. It says, one day at a time. We sang that song today, too. It's beautiful. One day at a time, Lord, help me to live one day at a time. Amen. You see yourself going in too far into the future or going back. If it's negative, just say, I'm not going there. I'm giving it to you, Lord. I gave it to you. It's surrendered already. It's gone. Let it go. You know, hey, I might have some great memories of your past. Nothing wrong with that, but you know, if it's something negative that you fail or you did or whatever, you know, just forget about it. He's forgiven and forgotten about it. How come you're still thinking about it? That means you haven't surrendered it. Let it go. I'm not going there. It's gone. He forgives and forgets. We need to do the same thing. Forgive and forget. Sometimes we got to forgive and forget others. You know, you be nice when you go out into the world on a daily basis, because nobody out there is going to be nice to you. So you be the nice person, even if they're as mean, as ugly as can be. How are they going to see Christ in you if you're acting like them? Can't do that. You got to be Christ-like. I've had people tell me, even my family says, you know, hey, I can't change. This is the way I was born. I can't change. Well, that means you don't know your God. Because he says that we are to be imitators of him. He says we can do all things through Christ. When you surrender, you're going to start acting and imitating him. And you don't have to do or look or see or speak those negative things anymore. Amen. Oh, you still love pastor, huh? Hallelujah. Your past is dead and gone. Say that. That's right. Sin forgiven, yes. But some of these sins are still being carried around. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we will use anyone available for the past that hasn't been forgotten. You'll remember, the battlefield is the mind, and he'll bring it, and you'll know, and it's there. You know, I haven't thought about that in a long time. Let me think about it. And that was really bad, you know. And next thing you know is you're meditating on the negative, and you're going to fall right back into that. Amen. Praise God. Past is too awful for me to do any work for the Lord. Talk with your pastor. Or someone about your past. If God forgives you your sins, your past is gone. Why keep remembering your forgiven past and letting it interfere in your service for God? You must forgive yourself and let the past go. Somebody needs to hear this. You got to let your past go. And you know what? The enemy and everyone the enemy uses will come and remind you. I've had a lot of people tell me, hey, we remember you. I know your past. And you know, you'll never amount to anything. And God can't use you anymore. Come on. If he says he forgives and forgets, I'm going to tell you here in a few minutes, you'll hear something. It says, don't let past sin block your presence of service to God, to the Lord. You've forgiven your children and others. You don't want them to continue to worry. Do they keep bringing it up? Why do this with ourselves and God? Examine yourself. Take an inventory now and confess all sin, all past. Don't let the past wreck your present. Listen to this. Remember, remember what Peter did. Man, he's Jesus' right-hand man, and he's willing to die. He's ready to fight for him. Jesus says, before the night is over, you'll deny me three times. Before the cock crows, he said, you'll deny me three times. What are you talking about? That was before the TV show. Now, what you talking about, Jesus? But listen to this. Did Jesus say, depart from me? Did he say anything? He didn't say anything. He said, when the cock crowed the third time, Peter turned and looked at Jesus, and Jesus was looking right at him. He didn't have to say anything. He knew what Jesus said came to pass. And Peter said, I don't know him. A few minutes ago, he was willing to die for him. Now, I don't even know him. I don't know who he is. But listen to this, because this is where all of us fall in. He says, remember what Peter did? He fell to the lowest of his life when he denied Jesus three times. But was that it for him? He preached at Pentecost. Jesus says, I'm not finished with you. And Jesus didn't put him aside. Jesus has not put you aside. You have put yourself aside. You had let people in the world put you aside, but not Jesus. Jesus used Peter at Pentecost, so it was thousands were saved. And he used Peter, the man that denied him three times. So, you know, whatever people have said about you, whatever the enemy's brought to you, whatever sin, let it go. Because God's not finished. You know, you got to dust yourself up, get yourself up, dust yourself, and press on. Make yourself available again. Say, Lord, I'm ready to continue this walk you've called me. And guess what? Let's remember this. He never takes your calling away from you. From the time you're born to the time he calls you home, he never takes his call away from you. Okay? We're the ones that walk away from this. And we let people, world, and things, sins, and everything take us out. But we can get right back. Repent. Confess your sins. Repent. And come right back and let God use you and fulfill what he wants you to do. Just like this, just like Peter. You know, he could have said, you know, hey, I don't know, no longer want anything to do with you. I ain't never going to use you anymore. No, he turned right around and used him at Pentecost. So he wants to do the same with you. Somebody needs this, and it's time that you do a turnaround. And that's all it's all about. Do a turnaround, and as you'll be right in God's, in Jesus' hands. You'll be right in Jesus' arms. He's embracing you. He said he's knocking, but we're running from him, and we're not opening up to him. We're not going to finish all this today. It's all right. We'll do part two next week. Surrender your future. Be willing to leave the future entirely in God's hands. Something God will take advantage of him. They don't trust. Some think it's miserable life to not be in control. Some of us are real good at being in control. And we got to let go and let God. Some don't trust God to bring them joy or pleasure. They want to do their own thing. When you come to Christ, you got to trust him. And you got to surrender. Well, that's what we've been talking about. Give yourself totally, completely to him. John 15:11 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. And you know, of course, we know Nehemiah 8:10 says this, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, some of us need to give our frowns a break and smile once in a while. You know, a smile draw people, a frown and just push them away. You see that a lot. You know, that's why it's so important to be kind or say a kind word to somebody. because they were expecting something, and you never delivered what God told you to do. Tell them they're nice. Tell them they're kind. Tell them God loves them. And we just go right by, you know. Well, I didn't like the way they looked. I didn't like the way they dressed. They're homeless people. They're nobodies, you know. To God, they're somebodies.
Yes.
You know, he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That means whether you're a multimillionaire or you're a homeless person, God died for you. And it's time for you to know, and it's time for you to receive him as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen. So, who are we to judge and say, you know, they're homeless, they're nobodies? Well, Jesus died for those nobodies too. Amen. They need to know the truth. It's the truth that's going to set them free.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. I'm like preaching myself happy. I don't know about you. Here's another one. It says Psalms 118:24. This is the day which the Lord has made. And whatever translation you're reading, could say, we or I, or just put your name there, will rejoice and be glad in it. But you don't know the problems I got stacked up. Give it up. Let go and let God.
Yes.
Amen. All right. He says, cast it on me because I care for you. But you're not doing it. He didn't say half of it. He didn't say some of it. He says, cast all care on me because I care for you. I love you. I sacrificed my son. Bring it all to me. He said, I want you to fulfill your mission without the sin, without the weights set before you. You know, we're putting all this weight, extra weight on ourselves. And he says, give all that weight, all that sin to me so you can fulfill what I've called you to do. You don't need this extra stuff. This stuff is just hindering you. This is holding you. It's keeping you back. Give it to me. I want it. He says, give it to me. James 1 and 2 says, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. First Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice evermore.
Yes.
And of course, the Galatians, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Of course, one of them, it says, love, joy.
Mm-hmm.
So let the joy of God overtake you.
Yes.
Get over those in the love and joy of God. And amen. Praise God. This is a good thing. Surrender your present. What happens in the present when we totally surrender is made? An unloving bitterness, irritable, pride, jealousy, resentful disappears. It goes. You know? It just felt like all kind of weight just came off of me. I gave it all to Jesus. I totally surrendered to him. I just felt peace. I felt the love, the joy of God all over me.
Yes.
You hear people say that when they get first born again, you know. I just felt this weight come off of me. Yeah. It's easy, said one lady. I've done it. The next day, the same lady, she says, he was limping. She said, what happened to you? What? I says, I was crossing the street to keep from speaking to so-and-so. And she said, when I stepped down, I twisted my ankle. Some of us do these things. We do, you know, we walk away. We look the other way, avoiding people. How can you fulfill God's mission, you know, when you're hating people and you're not forgiving people? You're resenting, you know. No, don't do that. Jesus never avoided anybody. You know, when they told him, you can't touch the lepers, you know, because that is contagious. He said the leper came and bowed before him and asked for healing. And he did. He touched him. He healed. He was healed. Amen. But he touched him. Oh, you got COVID. You can't go around touching anybody. Well, if you hear from Jesus, pray for that person.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. I mean, do you have faith? Yes. she twisted her ankle. Has she fully surrendered? Nope. If there's any ill will feeling and resentment, any grudges in your life, it means you have not totally surrendered to him. Jesus died for them. And he wants you to let go of that hurt. It's going to keep hurting you as long as you want it. It's going to be there as long as you want to carry it until you decide to let it go. You say you have surrendered all to God, yet you have fears for the future, unsure of it. Then you have not yet totally surrendered. No person has ever received all she or he could have from God, because God can't continue to give all until we surrender totally to Him. Let go and let God. Don't limit Him. Take the limits off. Amen. We have to know this. He's not holding back from us, and we're keeping Him from doing what He needs to do. And let's remember this. He's done what He has to do. It's time. I'm waiting on God. No, God's waiting on you. Amen. It's time to get off your burro, you know, and get to going. Time to get for you to get off your como se llama, and it's time to press on. Amen. So praise God. And this is something that we need to remember all the time. Hebrews 13:5 says this. He says, I'm just going to read you the end part to it, but it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you feel lonely, if you feel like God has got away from you, you need to re-examine yourself. Maybe confess some sins, or maybe continue with the relationship by confessing and saying, Lord, I walked away. I've sinned. Have your sins, admit it, quit it, and press on. Amen. But He says, I never leave you nor forsake you. That's His word. You can take that to the bank. You can take that to heaven. It's not Him that did anything wrong. It's us. We got to stay connected. You know, all these electrical tools, equipment is great. But they're no good if they're not connected to the power source. We're no good if we're not connected to Him on a daily basis. We need Him. We fight a spiritual battle, and we're no good without Him. Amen. Woo. Don't throw rocks now. The time to surrender is, listen to this, the time to surrender is today. The time to surrender is now. Don't wait any longer. No more delays. No more excuses. The time is now. Don't wait. Surrender your past. Surrender your present. Surrender your future to God now. Don't let the opportunity slip by, because our minds are fixed on something else. Amen. Just take one day at a time. Jesus wants to use you now. Amen. We're the ones that are holding back. He's not holding back. We're the ones that are holding. We want to give ourselves. We want to surrender ourselves totally to Him. Just let go and let God walk away from it, and then trust God, and He will take care of it. Amen. So, hallelujah. Give yourself totally to Him. Surrender totally to Him, and live one day at a time. Amen. We're going to stop right there. Father, we just thank You for Your word. Thank You that we are hearers and doers of Your word, and we're going to take You, Father, and we're going to do what You've called us to do, Father, because Your word says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank You, Father. If you're listening, we don't want to close until you have the opportunity. Give you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior if you've never done it before. And now's the time. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait for another time. Now's the time. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know, this day on, start living and doing for Him. Amen. And you can do all things through Him. So praise God. If you need healing in your body, just touch that, or just speak. All inner organs, inner parts, whatever, they're not here from God. You can't see them, but thank God we know that He is able to touch from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Father, we just thank You for that spirit of infirmity to go in Jesus' name, and we just release Your healing powers to touch that person wherever it may be. No malfunctions in that body. That body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And we thank You, Father God. Touch and heal them right now, Father. Whatever it may be, You know, Father. And we thank You that by Jesus Christ we're totally healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father, for Sister Francis. Bless her, Lord. Give her strength, Lord. Totally. Amen. Spirit, soul, body, Father God. Touch her, Lord. And we thank you that she is totally and completely healed. And out of that hospital, Father God, let her come back home, Father, and meet every need, all her needs, Father, in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. If you time to give, if you're giving, hallelujah. Well, we just ask you to go to our website. And it's on the screen. It says NBC, www.nbcbigben.com. And just go hit that donate button. Praise God. If you're giving, or if you're mailing it to us, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. God bless you all. God loves you, and we love you. So God bless you. Have a blessed day. Amen.